Blog Talk Radio.
This pot smells delicious, and it's the base for our ultimate beef stew. Now we're talking about beef stew.
Beef stew.
Try this beef stew. Try this beef stew.
Yeah, and you know who it is. It's your girl, Kay Nicole. This is Ladies' Night. Thank y'all for tuning in. Who's tuning in? Thank you, thank you. And tonight, you know, just going to do a lot of gossip, gossip, and more gossip and music. You know what I'm saying? It's Friday night. It's a chill-out night. You know what I'm saying? We're just going to kick it for a little while. We're just going to talk about things. We're just going to play some music and have a good night. I'm just going to stay on air for an hour because I got some plans a little later on tonight. So, you know, everything is good. So, you know, I've been looking in the news, and they got Neo in the news. Neo, y'all. Neo at the strip club making it rain. Making it rain, rain, rain on, they say, Drake's ex. His ex-stripper girlfriend. You know what I'm saying? Now, that's some stuff right there. You know, I'm kind of shocked, yo, because you, my feelings about Neo, I just don't see him making it rain in the strip club. You know what I'm saying? Neo. Neo might be Neo. You know. But he in the club making it rain, spending that dollar in the strip club. I guess that's just the men's thing, man. I don't know. But you know what? I can't really say that because some of them ladies be wilding out at the male strip clubs, too. So, who knows, you know. But it just seems like men spend so much on just ass dancing around and stuff. Like, that's just crazy, you know. It's just crazy. I don't know. I don't know. Snoo in the building, doing his thing, getting the music together. You know how we do it every Friday, man. Every Friday, 11 o'clock, right here, Beef Stew Radio. And y'all got to stay tuned in. Got to be it. You know what I'm saying? It got to go back.
I got to say something.
What you got to say?
Neo can make it rain.
Yeah, he can make it rain.
He might like the way the girl's outfit looks. Yeah, I don't think that. Don't mind. He might want to make it rain because he might want to wear what they're wearing, you know?
See, Stu? See, me and you right here,
no, right
here.
He can make it rain. He can go in there in front and make it rain. He got enough money to go in there in front. He might have been in there with some thugged out rappers or something. You know what I mean? He wanted to make it rain. Like, I'm going to make it rain with you guys. You know,
but the thing that's crazy is that everybody always pick the same females. Is this only one strip club? What the hell?
It's probably the best strip club. They probably do some dangerous things in there.
Maybe. I'm on Facebook today. They got a girl up there. She's supposed to be the best stripper for 2012.
You know, you never know what she could do.
But damn.
To be the best stripper, you have to be really talented. They should make that Olympic sport stripper.
I heard that they doing a poll. They might bring in a poll.
Yeah, that's gymnastics. Some of these girls are very acrobatic. They do things that the gymnasts can't do. And they do it in heels.
And you're right about that. The girls be working the polls. I'll take nothing from them. Some of them work hard and earn what they earn.
But
damn.
Their acrobatic stuff is done in heels. You know, people don't really take, they do it in heels. The gymnasts go out there bare feet. You know, these girls are doing with 6-inch, 6-inch, 8-inch, 10-inch pumps.
Yeah, but if you look, the gymnast is doing a lot more. They swinging and
there's some girls that be
they
swinging,
be on a pole. Them
flipping.
Girls, listen, them girls be on a pole.
Doing
I mean,
a
amazing.
With a Moet bottle in your butt might not be that easy. I don't think so.
Yeah, you're
and
right.
And making it rain, spraying. You got a Moet bottle in your butt, and you're spraying Moet out the front, making it rain while you're doing some swinging on the pole. I don't know if Gabby can do that. You know?
I'm just saying, Stu, is it worth all that money? That show is worth them thousands they be spending?
I guess so.
I'm asking the male point. You were spending like that?
I don't have that much money to make rain, so I never had to get that opportunity to make it rain, you know?
What
I go to the strip club with my friends, and I really hold on to my money. I just have a drink, and I just, hey, how you doing, you know, the next guy, you know? Go over to the next guy. You better off with him than me, you know? I don't sit in the front. I sit way in the back because you sit in the front. They're looking at you. They put something in them, and I just know. They want to give them a dollar or two, and it ain't even a dollar no more. They want $5 or better.
Yeah,
strippers
done went up, too. Strippers went up just like taxes.
I know when I was with my friends back in the day, we had a bachelor party for a homeboy, and a lap dance was a dollar. A lap dance is $20. A lap dance is a bag of kush right now. So I don't believe.
Oh, it costs $20 to get a lap dance?
Yeah, lap dance is. I went to a place with my friends and they said the lap dance was $20. We was the lapless bunch of motherfuckers up in that club that night. none of us had nothing on our laps. No, everybody, all the old men, they was lap dancing like crazy. $20 lap dance. And then they got time now. Back in the days, they didn't have no time. The girl just lap danced till you might do 2-3 records with you for that dollar. Now, she on a 15-minute, 10-minute, 12-minute, 7-minute time schedule.
Let me ask you this. Do you think the older players spend more or the younger players?
I'm going to tell you, the freaky players spend more.
Yeah, I'm
with
you.
No matter if you're older, younger, be freaky, he spend more.
Yeah,
every boy, all the homeboys got that one homeboy that we know when we take him, and that's why we take him. Because we take him, because when we run out of money, he'll keep buying some drinks and stuff like that, because he don't want to go home. But that one homeboy that stay in the strip club, that he will pay every price they have. He'll go to the back of the VIP.
And it was so crazy. It'd be that one dude that do all of that. He got a wife at home, got a family, and he in a strip club.
Sometimes it'd be the single guy that just don't care, and that'd be the most dangerous one. The one with the wife at home, you know, it might be a couple of them here and there. But I'm just saying, a lot of times when the single dudes are in the strip clubs, you got to say the single dude for some apparent reason. Single dudes always feel like a stripper would like them.
I don't know if that's just single dudes. I think that's just
no,
fucking
single,
desperate.
No, but single dudes that go there not to get away from their wife, they don't give a damn stripper like them or not. You know, dudes that go there from home, I like them. Like, I just got to go out and get some fellas. I ain't been out 6 weeks. They just, go. They know that ain't going to happen again for a long time. Single dudes that go there every week, you know, this dude that's in Sue's Rendezvous, I know guys that go to Sue's Rendezvous and all that. And another thing, Sue's Rendezvous, a lot of girls go there.
Sue's and, what's the name, Uptown? What's the name of that strip club? It's another strip club in the Bronx.
But,
you know,
a lot of girls go there. And, you know, I don't know what's up with that.
Girls are freaky. I see a lot of girls going because it'd be a lot of dudes going.
Yeah, but why you go to strip club to be a dude?
Because it'd be a party, too.
It'd be a party.
Girls be in there.
It don't really be a party.
I don't know either, man.
This is what happens. I'm going to tell you what happens with that. A bisexual girl go, right? And then she take a girlfriend there. They say, yo, just come. The girlfriend doesn't even know she's really scheming on you and trying to get you to do the thing. But you think, yeah, we just going to get high, have some fun, and we're going to meet some niggas. They got niggas in there, so that's the thing. But it's your bisexual girlfriend who trying to break you in when you go to those joints. And girls don't realize that.
Oh, come on.
Y'all don't realize that that's your bisexual girlfriend. There's only one girl that went there first.
Listen, let me tell you something. I'm going to tell you straight up. It's possible. Definitely possible. I do agree with that. But let me tell you something. I know a lot of females that go out like that. They go to stuff like that. They like.
Somebody in the chair is licky, picky, tabby, wicky, babby.
It ain't always like
that.
Girls can hang out with girls like that. Guys can't do it like we do it. If we can have a party of just girls and be completely chilling, guys can't rock like that.
Listen. if we do,
I'm
we got to be a fight on.
I'm not going to say that scenario.
We're not
going
to have a party and all of us are listening to a bunch of love songs.
No, we don't have a party to do a bunch of love
songs.
Yeah, y'all
sit there and be, when y'all mad with a dude, y'all sit there and be looking like waiting to
that's
girl,
what,
just
see,
like you
see, you got your, I'm going to tell you the truth. We do not do that.
All right, what y'all
we
do?
Don't sit there and listen to the love songs. We listen to the fuck you songs. Like, you know what? Let's go enjoy this.
I'm not going to cry no.
You know what I'm saying? That's what we
I'm
be doing. We be partying.
No
they be trying to get
you
out of your little slum.
You a scrub.
You be trying, you know? Yeah, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Stuff like that.
Yeah,
you know.
Y'all be together dancing, pillow fighting.
See, we could do that.
Yeah,
it don't be nothing. Oh, shut up.
It goes from pillow fighting.
Yo, this your
to
girl, Kane Cole, ladies' night. Stu, it's crazy, man. Cause there ain't no licky licky. I don't know what you're talking
about.
Yeah,
I'm telling you, that's how it happened. They be like, oh, you hit me with the pillow. Oh, do my nails. Oh, suck my toe. Oh, boy.
Yo,
oh,
you
what?
Crazy.
Oh, let's spend the bottle. Oh, okay. We charge y'all for yo. Y'all pay to spend the bottle.
Listen. Listen, I swear to God, men
other.
Got the craziest imagination.
On each other.
Girls don't practice
kissing. Like little white girls do that.
Well, that's little white girls, maybe.
They don't practice kissing.
On that note, I'm going to put this
you tell your
song
boy,
on.
Unless they engage, like, once you tell your boys, you with your homeboys, y'all all sitting 6 years. And y'all, we all practice kissing. They're going to be like, what?
That's some gay shit. It's some gay shit on the girl
but
level.
Girls do that.
Girls don't do that.
Girls
don't
do that.
Bisexual girls do that.
Vicarious
girls do that. A straight girl
girls
is not going to kiss another
that.
Girl. Trust me on
there's
that.
There's a lot of girls that good practice kissing when they're young. They do that.
I'm
they
not saying that. You're right. Because there's
young,
a lot of little freaks out here.
They
but no, we don't
on
practice on other females. No, Stu, we don't do
no?
that. I'm sorry, we don't do that. Yo,
and,
we're going to get to some music. Why don't you play some music? Let's do that. Play some music real quick, and we'll be right back with Stu's opinion. This is how we do it, Beast Stu Radio.
Say my name, say my name. No one is around you. Say, baby, I love you. You ain't running gay. Say my name, say my name. You acting kind of shady. Ain't calling me baby. Why the sudden change? Say my name, if no one is around you. Say baby, I love you. If you ain't running gay. Say my name, you acting kind of shady. Ain't calling me baby. Better say my name.
Any other day, I would call, you would say, baby, how's your day? But today, it ain't the same. Every other word is a huh, yeah, okay. Could it be that you are at the crib with another lady? If you took it there, first of all, let me say, I am not the one to sit around and be played. So prove yourself to me, I'm a girl that you claim. Why don't you say the thing that you said to me yesterday?
I know you say that I am a true mistake.
I'm going down, that's the way it seems.
Yeah.
say my name.
Thou shalt know.
What's
she
up,
came
y'all?
Ready.
Y'all back. Beef Stew Radio. It's your girl, K. Nicole, DJ Big Stew, doing the DJ thing in the building. And Stew is crazy. Crazy, crazy, crazy. But you know what? In more news, they say a WWE star, Abraham Washington, got fired after he made a Kobe Bryant rape joke on live TV. He said Titus O'Neil is another WWE wrestler, was like Kobe Bryant in a Colorado hotel. He's unstoppable. He said that on air.
He said Kobe's lying?
He said Titus O'Neil is like Kobe Bryant in a Colorado hotel. He's unstoppable. Remember Kobe Bryant got caught in that hotel over there? That's
yeah.
when the girl said he raped her.
Yeah.
So he called this guy like him. He's unstoppable. Like, the girl couldn't stop him.
Wow.
He got fired for that. Blaming that shit. That's crazy, right?
Yeah.
It's crazy. What's the latest you heard about Michael Jackson, kids? Cause I've been hearing some crazy stuff, man.
Is it that grandma's and then his mother bitch slapped one of the kids?
Yeah. And they said the kid bitch slapped her right back.
The white kid.
You know how they fight back.
How dare you?
Pow!
You're not my aunt.
You're not even really my aunt, hey.
You're my
Michael Jackson kids look whiter than the white kids and shit.
Whiter than Justin Bieber, like, man.
Yeah, I'm looking at the photo of them right now, like, wow. And they grown up to be little
Jackson. I mean, they
Jackson
ain't got
anymore.
No looking like, one of them got a little bit of looking like, all right. One of them looks like a white Michael Jackson, though, I do see. One of them got like a white little Michael Jackson look.
He
like,
might
wow.
just got the Michael Jackson style. They don't look like Michael. Unless Michael really spent good money to have the chromosomes and all that stuff, did some kind of way where they could take
care.
The pigmentation out of the baby, because, yo, I'm telling you, these people be doing some weird stuff. You can now get your baby eye color the way you want it. You can now have the sex you want. So it's possible that Michael Jackson had his kids.
Well, you see
take
the lady
the,
that he did the pregnancy with. You
I know, right?
Her,
like, come on.
What
you
the
could,
hell?
Like, that's who you paid for that? Like, you couldn't get you a nice black girl?
You know,
a nice one?
The old lady from The Facts of Life. Like, you know.
He picked his maid.
I'm just saying, she looked like the old lady from The Facts of Life. Like, why would you pick her?
What's the old lady name?
Mrs. something.
I know her name. It's on the tip of my tongue, too.
Yeah, but I'm like, you pick somebody like her or Linda Tripp. You know, she looks like Linda Tripp.
I don't know, man. That's some crazy stuff, man. Out of all
not
the people
Linda
in the
Tripp,
world.
She like the other lady
you know,
that swooped on the president, that swooped on Bill Clinton. The other lady that was mad. I think her name was Linda
Tripp. Yeah, her name was Linda Tripp.
That's funny looking lady, you know.
That is her name.
That's who Michael Jackson had a baby by.
Linda Tripp.
Like
Linda Tripp had a baby with Michael Jackson.
I'm like,
Michael Jackson? Listen, I'm not gonna lie. When you see the lady, she looked like he picked her, like she was a bum or something. She still looked like a bum. And I know she
Michael
got some of Michael Jackson money.
Beyonce. Back before she was Jay Z, I think Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson could have still paid Beyonce probably.
But I'm saying he could have went at Beyonce and be like, "Yeah, you wanna have my baby?" I think she would have did it.
Michael Jackson could have paid me.
Yeah?
Hell yeah.
I don't know.
If Michael Jackson would have gave me $1 billion to give him a baby,
you're
it took care
about
of me for the rest of my... but it'll be easier to change
already,
my pigmentation a little.
You got too much melon. You light it, but not light enough.
Wow. But it just bugged me out, too, when I look at them, looking
he
at the kids.
He
like,
wants pale face and bold face. He wants pale face.
He wants straight white. Real white, not even a tan white. He just got a white. He got a yeah, like a Oshkosh white. That's a real good one. Oh man, that's just crazy. Cause I'm looking at the kids, and I don't care. Not one of them I see anything with none of the family. Look at every Michael. Look at every Michael Jackson's brother. And if you look at the brothers' kids,
they white too.
But they look like family.
Yeah,
they
but
don't
they
look
have
like
Michael Jackson money.
Yeah, that's true. What that means? See, that's what I'm saying. He got the chromosome. Or like they said they're not even really Michael Jackson kids. He just took on that lady kid.
What happened to 3T, the nephew? 3T, though.
They still coming out.
Well, coming out with what? I mean, they're coming out. They're like 29 years old now.
They're still in the lab
grown,
right
now. One of them got a grandkid by now. I mean,
they got an
omen old
with the Jacksons. Like, nobody's going to be able to come out and do it no more. Like, it's like nobody else can do it. Michael Jackson was the
maybe
only one.
The white ones will do it. The white ones come out and make a song. Cross between the Osmonds. Menudo, Jackson, I'm telling you, the Michael Jackson kids can make a song right now. Somebody should put them in all of them, like, all of them, like, yo, come on, sing this one.
Yeah, you never know.
They need to let them go chill with Grandpa.
All right, this is the kicker. Right. This is the kicker. If Michael Jackson kids cannot sing or dance, then that's definitely not his kid. Because every one of the brothers' kids sing something, do something, something, something. They got some kind of talent in them. They all sing.
They
all sing, though.
They said the little girls sing like crazy. I thought that's not what
they
were doing there. But the thing is, this is what you got to do. This is what you got to do. You got to be the white Jackson. That is so much money.
Just let the little, just let all the lightest kids come out.
Brothers. That's more than the Jonah Brothers. That's more than every white family that's been out. The white Jackson.
So
all
what?
All they got to go do is spend a couple of weekends at Grandpa's house, and I'm telling you, they'll have some dance steps, and they'll have a couple of songs, and they'll be right.
Spinning to Joe Jackson.
Spinning to Joe Jackson. They won't forget to spin. They all will know how to do that damn spin. I'm telling you, they be doing their thing. It's just the only thing with them, they so light, they may booze up a little bit. So Joe,
yeah,
might,
Joe can't really.
He might need another month before he releases them, but I bet you they'll be tight.
They have on full suits at that time, probably. They won't have no skin showing.
Little Grandpa, man. Grandpa turned the whole family of badass kids into a fucking dynasty. I don't care what nobody say. Everybody was getting whipped back then. Joe wasn't the only one.
I mean, but, yeah, all the kids was getting, but it's a lot of other stuff that came out, a lot of other stuff that said that's why Michael Jackson over. It ain't about only the whipping. I heard a lot of stuff. Hearsay stuff. You know what I'm saying? You know, they say Michael Jackson was the sacrifice. As far as young, as far as his father had to, you know. They had to make sacrifices.
They're rolling up a little Michael Bowie.
That's what they were saying. It was said that that's what happened. He would
know.
Take Michael to secret meetings.
Yeah, I know. I heard that, too. I heard that. You know, they said that about everybody. They said that about Stevie Wonder. Now, who was doing it? Now,
but listen, I was getting
say.
My ass
and
kicked.
I ain't trying to be funny right now, but I'm about to say. How would Stevie Wonder know if Illuminati coming at him?
How would you? Come on, let me tell you something. Just because you blind, your other senses kick in. You could go next to a blind person and they know you there. They could smell you. They smell your whole entire scent.
You believe that Ray Charles shit, man?
It's not as believe. It's the truth. It's the very, very truth.
Ray
you could have.
Man,
they could smell you.
Yeah, man, tomorrow, man.
It ain't no skin, babe. You know that. That's a fact. That
Ray
when you
Charles
lose one sense,
old,
your other senses are kicking. You lose one eye. Your ears will come clearer or some shit.
You got to feel one girl can one head, talk a little head, and then talk the whole body, and she would like die at a time. But sometimes that can happen.
Listen, let me tell you something. I believe that. Once your one senses go, you know.
I think Ray Charles is full of that.
Look at what we was looking at the other day on YouTube.
With that, I love Ray Charles, but, you know, artist. Let me correct myself. I think Ray Charles was, you know, we had game. The better word for me to say is we had game on that lady.
Listen, Ray
that,
Charles made it.
He probably, it was birds in the neighborhood already. You know what I'm saying? They probably was sitting there in a tree. It was the 19th.
Nah.
The air was better than it was.
Let me tell you something. That's a fact. It's a fact that a blind person could hear better than you and me. That's a fact.
All right.
That is a fact. That a blind person could hear better than us.
Let's bring Ray Charles, right, to the kingdom or Rucker Park with his crowd.
Sure, I can't hear there. How he going to hear there?
We'll see how it affects his skills.
But
you heard the bird.
But it wasn't no music playing. It wasn't no basketball ball going. It was just quiet. He heard the bird.
Yeah, he heard the bird. Yeah, the little ass bird.
Listen.
Listen,
that's just a fact. That's a fact.
Bird.
Listen, that's a fact of nature. That
you lose
a sense, you gain a sense. That's a fact.
It was two tiny little bluebirds sitting there. Like, out way outside. There was mad people in the restaurant, and he heard the bluebirds.
So he probably could hear a lot of stuff. They say he went blind, so his hearing got better. His senses kicked in.
His stutter was crazy.
That's what I'm saying. Think about it. He lasted all that time.
But what about
blind.
The same guys? If you think about how they treated the brothers and sisters back there, right?
Mm-hmm.
What about the tendency he wanted to sign the contract to be blind and they not going to be blind?
Sign a contract just to pretend like they were blind?
Yeah.
Well, I seen Stevie Wonder eyes one time. I never know about Ray Charles. Who wants to play blind? You could see it all in Stevie Wonder and Ray Charles that they were blind. It's like they got a certain movement and certain stuff that they don't realize that look real funny because they can't see it. You see Stevie Wonder. If he knew,
I think he dresses better out there than the way they were dressing Ray Charles. You know?
Nah, Ray Charles was all right. I think Stevie Wonder be looking weird.
No, I mean, he was chilling sometimes. I mean, now he looks a little weird.
He looked weird to me all the time. Stevie
but you know what?
He looked like he'd be dressing himself.
I think he's the cockiest blind man ever there in the world, man.
Well, Stevie Wonder?
Like, Stevie Wonder's like soup. Like, he know he the man. He come down, he go, yes, let's just grab it. He talk to you like, you know, like, I'm Stevie Wonder, you crazy?
That's when you got to that level. You're at the level where you don't even have to be good no more. You can just, whatever you do is going to be all right.
Yeah.
He's at that level. It don't matter. He could be whack as hell right now, but if Stevie Wonder get on your record, it's going to be hot. Hot, hot. It's your girl, K. Nicole, ladies' night. And we're going to keep chopping it up. I got some more gossip. I got some more stuff to talk about. We're going to play some songs, and we're going to keep it going. Here we go. DJ Big Stu, hit that.
Hold up, son. Word.
Yeah, to all the killers and the $100 billers. For real, niggas who ain't got no feelings. Check it out now. I got you stuck off the realness. We be the infamous, you heard of us. Official Queensbridge murderers. Tomorrow comes equipped for warfare. Beware of my crime family who got enough shots to share. For all those who wanna profile and pose, rock you in your face, stab your brain with your nose bone. You all alone in these streets, cousin. Every man for himself in his land. We be gunning and keep them shook crews running like they supposed to. They come around but they never come close to. I can see it inside your face. You're in the wrong place. Cowards like you just get their whole body laced up with bullet holes and such. Speak the wrong words, man, and you will get touched. You can put your whole army against my semen. I guarantee you it'll be your very last time breathing. Your simple words just don't move me. You're minor, we major. You're all up in the game and don't deserve to be a player. Don't make me have to call your name out. We cool as featherweight. My gunshots will make you levitate. I'm only 19, but my mind is old. And when the things get for real, my warm heart turns cold. Another story gets told, it ain't nothing really. And yo, done sparked the Philly. So I could get my mind off these yellow back niggas. While they still alive, I don't know, go figure. Meanwhile, back in Queens, the realness and foundation. If I die, I couldn't choose a better location. When the slugs penetrate, you feel a burning sensation. Getting closer to God in a tight situation now. Take these words home and think it through. Or the next rhyme I write might be about you. Sonny, shook, this ain't no such thing as halfway crooks. Scared to death and scared to look, they shook. Cause ain't no such thing as halfway crook.
Scared to death and scared to look.
Living the life that is diamonds and guns.
25 to life. There was so much I got to trust, safeguard on my life. Ain't no time for hesitation, that only leads to incarceration. You don't know me, there's no relation. Queensbridge, Hampshire, don't play. I don't got time for your petty thinking, my son, I'm bigger than those. Claiming that you pack heat, but you're scared to hold. And with the smoke clear, you be left with one and you don't. 13 years in the projects, my mentality is what, kid? You talk a good one, but you don't want it. Sometimes I wonder, do I deserve to live? Am I going to burn to hell for all the things I did? No time to dwell on that, cause my brain reacts. Front if you want, kid, lay on your back. I don't fake that, kid, you know I bring it to your life. Stay in a child's place, kid, you out of line. Criminal mind, 34 recognition. I'm sipping, EMJ got my mind flipping. I'm bucking, digging my ways out of hope for hustling. Get that loot, kid, you know my function. Cause long as I'm alive, I'm a live illegal. And once I get on them, I put on all my people's reactions for lyrics like Max a hit. You don't know when I roll up, don't be gon' sleep because I'm free.
Sonny Shook, this ain't no such thing. Halfway crooked, scared to death, scared to look. They shook, this ain't no such thing. Halfway crooked, scared to death, scared to look. They shook, this ain't no such thing. Halfway crooked, scared to death, scared to look. They shook, this ain't no such thing. Halfway crooked, living the life that is on the gun. There's numerous ways you can choose to earn funds. Some get shot, locked down, and turn nuts. Cowardly heart, then straight up shook one, shook one. He ain't a crook, son. He just a shook one.
To all the villains and the $100 billions.
Your girl K Nicole, ladies' night. Me and Stu in here chopping it up, and Stu is crazy. He is crazy. All right, and some more news. I got some more news. Drake, this is big news. This is right here is crazy to me, though.
What's more? With
and
Drake?
Interesting. Drake is supposed to be releasing the Aaliyah album, the album she never released. About 13, 14, 15 songs of stuff she never released. I don't know. That's kind of weird to me, too.
Right. Why Drake is like, you know, what?
I don't understand why nobody else ain't do it, but I guess he the one that put it up, put the money up or something.
Why not Puffy or anybody that was in relevant in the business when Aaliyah was alive? Anybody that probably, I mean, I'm not going to say that Drake didn't know her because he was an actor. And he was rhyming for a little while. I see some old stuff with Drake.
I agree with you.
I see some old Drake and, what's this dude's name?
No, I totally agree. Why is it that he's doing it and not the label that she was under or any of the cats she was under?
I see some old Drake and Trey songs they got, you know, way back in the day when they both were trying to.
Yeah, because he was on that show, you know, that little show that I used to be on. About the name of that Glee Club or something like that. Maybe not the Glee. I think I'm wrong. I think I'm completely wrong.
No, it was another show.
Yeah, it was another show. No, I don't think it was Glee. It was something else.
Yeah,
some other show almost like Glee, where they be changing
people.
He's
a kid in the wheelchair.
Yeah.
He's a handicapped kid.
It might have been Glee. I don't know.
Yeah,
but that's big to me. Like, somebody going to put out Aaliyah stuff? Aaliyah been dead for a few years now.
But the thing I'm just bugging on, like, him, why not so many, like, how is it Drake? Like, you think what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, I understand.
So
how did he become the one to do that?
You know, Russell, I know many people with
yeah,
a brand and whatnot.
Yeah, I feel you.
How
Drake got involved with that one right there.
Yeah.
He making moves, though. That's big. Without Aaliyah album, if it's hot, and you know Aaliyah was hot, that's
I
big.
Mean, you know, you might not want to touch Aaliyah.
I don't know. Maybe that was the whole issue. So it was somebody that do it. Cause why did her music come out when she died? Like Biggie, Tupac, all of them. You know, it came right out. They music. They didn't wait on it like this. It's been a few years.
Saying, you know, You know.
I don't know, but that's big news to me. Big, big news.
Big news in the industry and the streets.
That's crazy. I got some more Drake news. This gonna make you laugh. Drake and Chris Brown, at it again, right? Agreed to duke it out for charity boxing.
I think Chris will whip Drake's ass.
Yeah, I hope he do, because Drake get on my damn nerves.
I don't know, but some
but
reason,
I think he is, too.
Drake just, like, after a couple of shots, come, hey, man, we ain't got to do this, man. It's all cool.
You don't even
got
to worry about that, because they did some little
Chris,
corniness.
Chris Brown be getting a little, Chris Brown be getting a little hard, you know?
He got that little anger in his ass.
You know,
Chris Brown got that little anger streak.
You know? He sing because mama made him sing when he was young, but he be trying to rap too nowadays lately. So,
every singer be trying to rap. Every baller
you know,
be trying to rap. I mean, like,
Chris
come on,
Brown,
sing your element.
I mean, when you hit him with a bottle, you must have felt a little, you know, because when you think of, you're right. Well, they both R&B singers at the end of the day.
I don't know what kind of singer Drake is. He just a hummer. I don't know what the hell that shit is.
You know what? Drake was hot, and now Drake ain't hot. And now, one thing about America.
We turn on you.
When you ain't hot. Like, you got to be modest. And then when you ain't hot, so we can still accept you. Like, Drake wasn't modest. Drake was like, you know, I'm not going to.
He came out telling me he was the best rapper.
You know?
He the best.
You know, he was like,
be
you know, harder than, you know. I ain't gonna lie, they made a little run. They had some nice songs. They had a lot of
he's
nice
still
songs.
Rocking, but
yeah.
I'm just saying. Nah,
Drake,
I get tired of him,
you,
man. I get tired of him.
You can't deny that.
I said, he's still rocking. He get cocky on my nerves. His cockiness get on my
nerves. YouTube fucked up the image of the rapper. Because if it wasn't for YouTube,
you wouldn't know a lot.
You wouldn't care about Drake. You'd be like, yo, that's a Drake, you know? Imagine if all of them have YouTube on them. And see, let me tell you something.
All the stuff that came out about them.
Because a lot of niggas would have been getting high on tape back in the day. A lot of niggas did crazy stuff.
Yeah, real crazy stuff.
You'd have been seeing mad crazy stuff in hip hop and YouTube as in the old school. And it might not have worked because back in the old school, dudes ain't play that big camera and show you on the camera. If you got caught out there for something on YouTube, you might have had some serious beef later on, you know?
Yeah, because back in those days, they was getting high, like for real high. I mean, they get it high now, they get it twisted, but I think they might have got a little higher back in those days. On especially the different drugs, the different high. Because these kids now, I don't know, they getting high. They getting real high. But the corny stuff about the fight is they only fight in 3 1-minute rounds.
Because they both drink too much champagne. They ain't got no attitude.
I mean, two minutes? I mean, come on, man.
And, they want to get hit.
They only
three going, 1 minute round.
I mean, that's they're probably getting paid big, though. Real big.
Yeah,
for that.
But, somebody going to speak something for real. That's going to be more than 1 minute.
That 1 minute going to be 1 minute. You hear me? Oh, man, I'm going to pay to see that. I hope I can see that. I want to see it. They're using 24-ounce gloves. Crazy, crazy. Cabs, dude, I will pay for that fight right there. I want to see. I just want to see Chris Brown knock Dre out, and I would be happy to pay that. Like, yay!
I was the best.
Yo, you know the bragging rights behind this, right?
And he's gonna be real funny with his shit. Like, nah, this is cool, man. You know, it's really cool. I was just digging it, man.
Listen, you know. Wow. You know the drama behind that right there.
Yeah. Man. Well, Brianna's gonna be now Brianna's in the building, the fight might turn real.
Yeah, I think so too. But I think they're gonna get their ones off. I think they're gonna go in.
Nah, fuck it. I better start off like the I don't know if Jay-Z and Kanye ain't gonna come. Because they kind of not, you know, I don't
now,
know.
Now, they're not messing with Chris Brown like that. And they not even with Drake like that, so you know that. But they definitely ain't messing with Chris Brown like that. But they might want to see Drake knock out Chris Brown, so they might be down with it.
Well, you know, they didn't like Drake. They got the cash money and everything. So you know, Jay-Z and Lil Wayne had their little babies a couple times, you know.
Yeah, that's going to be some funny stuff, man. Funny, funny stuff. I'll be the one to be watching that fight, and I will bring it right here to Beastu Radio, and we will talk about them. It's your girl, K. Nicole's Beastu Radio. Get into that music. We're going to play some more music and come right back. We'll be back. Yes, that was Brandy. I Wanna Be Down. Stu, we in the building. Beef Stu Radio.
Yes, sir.
I got some crazy news right now. Like, this right here is just blowing my whole night right now. A California man will be charged with murder for allegedly shooting up a 13-year-old boy with heroin, killing him. The little boy went to a friend's house to spend the night, and this dude shot him up with heroin.
A dope-fiend grown man?
The dope-fiend grown man was 23. Still grown. And he thought it was... He found it was funny to turn this little boy out. And you going to turn this little boy out? This is a little boy coming probably to spend the night. Don't say what color they are, but most likely.
That's hard for me to see.
Most likely, I mean.
We have some Escaflowne pimpers now, and a hell of a lot of pimping hydro smokers, but 23 years, I don't really see too many shooting heroin in E. Harlem.
Yeah, his name is Brett Corrin, 23. The police said he injected himself with heroin and then administered it and then injected the little boy. And then he died a little later. Like, he started going into convulsions.
The little boy died.
The 13-year-old. He shot him up, and he died. And they said the boy went into convulsions. And the guy panicked, so he never called the cops or nothing. They might have could have saved him. You never know. Sometimes they could save you on an OD, you know? But he didn't call them. So the next day, when they finally did call the cops and the cops came out, the boy was dead. And they said it was like a horrible sight. He must have been all messed up looking. Because he was in convulsion, so he probably was stiff and looking crazy. That's some terrible shit. Like, this is why I'm never big on letting my kids spend the night anywhere. I don't care. It's amazing when I have sometimes sleepovers with my children and my daughter, and her little friends come. I done had a couple of her little friends come over here, and I never met the parents. Like, I got to call the parents, like, hello, how you doing? Like, they didn't mind that this kid was over here. Like, I don't know how some people do it, but I don't believe in spending the night. I know how some things can go down. And, you know, I guess you're right. And it's sad because you don't know who you dealing with. You don't even know me. You never met me. You never seen me. You just, your daughter's coming to my house to spend the night. Oh, my mother said it's okay.
I ain't gonna lie, it wasn't easy to spend night at your friend's house. But that was, you know, really, really my mother's friend. Like, I only just spent a night at somebody's house when I was young that was, like, my mother's friend, too. You know what I mean? It wasn't just my friend. They were like, my mom's in their house, too. And, you know, I have friends like that. You know, other than that, I couldn't just spend a night at anybody's house. And my mom's ain't just let any kids spend a night at my house either.
Definitely. I guess it's you're a boy too, and it's probably more. I wouldn't say only, but it's probably more common with little girls too. I don't know, maybe not, because boys will spend the night, whatever. But I don't see myself letting my kids unless I truly trust you. And the only places my kids really go is around family, and they don't get to see all family because I'm not it. That could be an issue. You know what I'm saying? It's just so sad. This little boy went, mother let him go spend a night with his friend for him to go over there to get shot up with drugs, kill you. You know what the hell was going on before all of that, you know?
Yeah.
They could have been holding him down, making him take the drugs. It's just horrible. Like, come on. I send my kid to your house, to go to your house to get fucking shot up with drugs. I'm a little upset about this little story right here. It got me tight. You know, I got my little ones, and I be thinking about it. I got a little son. You know, he going to have little friends. And stuff like that just ruins a lot of good experiences. Because, you know, I have a lot of fun with my daughter and her little friends when they have their little sleepovers. I have my little nephews in them. I have fun. They drive me crazy, but, you know, they cool, you know. Sad to know that this little boy left his house. Parents let him go. You know, thought they was going to see their son and never seen their son again. Will never see him alive again. You know.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's some crazy stuff right there. Heavy stuff, man. Especially when you're a parent. That's some heavy, heavy stuff. But it's your girl, K. Nicole, Ladies Night, every Friday. I'm here every Friday at 11 p.m. I will be here. So be square or lose out. Beast Dude Radio.
Want to
play another song? All right, well, I'm going to say my good nights to all. Everybody enjoy their weekend, enjoy their Friday night, and be safe. You know, go out there and have a good time, but be safe with it. And, Stu, you want to say anything?
Yes, sir. The White Jackson. Be on the lookout for it.
Be on the lookout. The White Jackson. That's the name they're going to be, too?
That's what I would name them. I'm going to teach Joe Jackson and the Mars, but I'm going to just call them the White Jackson.
The White Jackson.
Or Michael Sears, even one.
The Michaels.
Michael Sears. You gotta make sure everybody know they're Michael Jackson. They gotta have that Jackson brand.
But they're gonna be the Jackson next. Ah.
The Jackson White.
The Jackson next.
The Jackson White.
The Jacksons might. Nah, Mr. It might not be. Yeah, let's get up out of here. I'm going to play another song. We're going to get up out of here. Everybody have a good night, safe weekend to all. Shout out to everybody. Shout out to y'all. And y'all have a good night. It's K. Nicole.
Hey.
Do we
gonna be Beep, shoot. Radio.